Goshen with the ball to start the fourth. Warsaw with a 59-24 lead heading into the final 8 minutes. Pass inside, foul called. Egoff gets the foul, her second. Warsaw through three quarters, 24 of 42 from the field, 57%. 9 of 19 for three-point range, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Goshen, 10 of 35 from the field, 29%. 1 of 6 from the arc, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Rebounding ahead still to Goshen, 25-15. They now have 18 offensive rebounds, but Goshen with 17 turnovers and Warsaw 9. And a whistle and an illegal screen called against Goshen. This is on Kyra Hill. That's her second. Warsaw with the ball and control of the game, which they took in the middle of the second quarter. Zambrano, left side for Vilma. Now back to Zambrano. They would love to get this senior a basket on senior night. Neely up the baseline, all the way in for two. Neely with 15. That's a new season high. 61-24. Lady Tigers by 37. Markham looks inside at Hill. Now they throw it to her. And Egoff got a hand on it. Hill will shoot from 15 on the baseline and got it to go. She is quality. 20 points, 61-24. Neely against Kircher across the line. Now Vilma in the center of the court. Right side for Kyra Kaiser, who's into the game for Warsaw. Zambrano dribbling left. Hands off to Vilma. Turns the corner. Out right for Neely. Now Egoff runs into Hill. Throws it back in the corner to Neely. Neely up the baseline. Flips it out to Zambrano. In the corner to Kaiser. Kaiser didn't want to shoot it. Now she'll bounce it out for Zambrano. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Klein. Bergen is coming into the game for Neely. Clock running down to 5:28 left. Still one more home game to play, but they like doing the senior night stuff on weekends. Klein dribbled down court, lost the ball, picked it back up outside the lane to Hostetler. She'll float up a runner outside the lane, no good. Egoff has the rebound for Warsaw, and a foul is going to be called against Hostetler for Goshen. Clock continues to run. Warsaw leading 61-26. Wait till this final score gets circulated around. 5 minutes left. Northridge 27, Northwood 22 in the third. Egoff on the right side for Delaney Vilma. If Northwood would come back and beat Warsaw, I'll have to look. That might wrap up the conference championship right here and right now. Zambrano down to the left wing for Egoff. She drives in, fakes into a double team and a whistle, and they're going to call her for traveling. And Egoff says, that's not traveling. She puts her hands on the side of her head. Zambrano comes out of the game, gets a big hand from the crowd and a warm welcome to the Warsaw bench. Warsaw still with Bergen out there. I would imagine she's going to come out with Allison Sloan waiting at the scorer's table. 4 minutes to go in the game. 61-26, Lady Tigers. Hostetler. By the way, Kelsey Wren is into the game for Warsaw. Wren and Kaiser make a really good JV combo. Tyra Markham from the free throw line. Missed it. Bergen's got the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Vilma. Looks up ahead. Finds Wren. Pulls up. Fires and hits. Thank you, Kelsey. Right on schedule. 63-26 Warsaw. 3:23 left to go. Hostetler off a screen to the right. Picks up her dribble. Throws it back out for Tyra Markham. Pressure there by Bergen. Now she'll dribble once and throw it to Hill on the left wing. Shoots a three, missed everything. Rebound Markham back up, and it is no good. And another rebound for Bergen. Outlets for Vilma. Delaney with 3 minutes left. Right corner, Kaiser. Kaiser brings it out the wing and back out to Vilma. Braylee Chastain's waiting at the scorer's table too. Wren to the top of the circle. Right side for Kaiser. Now to Egoff. Egoff, oh, threw that pass over Vilma's head and out of bounds. Lenny Krebs won't be happy with the turnover, but he's happy to get Sloan and Chastain into the game. Bergen and Egoff come out to equally warm welcomes from the Tiger fans who have appreciated their efforts this season and this evening. Clock still running down to 2:23 left. And now Sean Hill will bring in a few girls that don't get to play very often. Yesenia Medina into the game for the Redhawks. Hill, Markham, all out of the game now. 2 minutes left. A dominating performance by the Warsaw Lady Tigers here tonight. Just stunning. We thought that they could pressure them into turnovers and easy baskets. But my goodness, we did not imagine that this was the course of this game. Isla Perez de Zabala. Nope. Let me try that again. If you're a relative, I get a second chance, please. Isla is right. Free throw, no good. The foul was on Kaiser. That's her first. It is Isla Perez de Zabalza. There we go. I apologize for that. Practiced a little bit on that one and didn't do a very good job. She makes the second. It's 63-27. Chastain across the line. Now to Vilma, near side. 95 seconds left. Near side to Kelsey Wren. Wren to the far side for Chastain. JV1, 42-2. There's a steal. Steal by Perez de Balza. She puts it up, no good. Rebound grab by Chastain for Warsaw. Braley gets caught from behind. Gets it out of trouble. Gets it to Sloan. Allison out to Delaney Vilma. Right side to Kaiser. Warsaw has JV in the game at the moment. Sloan near side to Wren. Wren back out to Chastain. Right side for Vilma. Delaney dribbles between the circles. Now to Wren with 53 seconds left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. And you're going to hear from head coach Lenny Krebs. He's going to be a very relieved man. He was really nervous about this game. But in the middle of the second quarter, his nerves quickly went away. A 17-0 run that turned into a 29-6 run to end the first half. Put the game on ice. Vilma, 27 seconds. Kaiser, Chastain, deep right corner. Warsaw playing keep away. Chastain will dribble out to the timeline, 19 seconds. Now Wren. Down to the right side for Kaiser. Cross-court pass to Sloan. Down to Wren, 10 seconds to go. Out top for Vilma. She'll dribble out the time. What a performance by the Warsaw Lady Tigers. They win tonight at home over the Goshen Redhawks by a final score of 63-27, and they have secured at least a share of the Northern Lakes Conference Championship, and that could even change before this night is over, and they may have wrapped it up right here and right now, depending on the outcome of Northwood and Northridge. 63-27. Warsaw wins. Post-game coverage begins after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw's a winner tonight at home over Goshen, 63-27. Final scoring in the game for the Redhawks, who fall to 11-8 and now 2-3 in the conference. Joelle Hostetler, 2 points. Tyra Markup, 4 points. Isla Perez de Zabalza, 1 point. And the rest belong to Kyra Hill, finished with 20. For Warsaw, who's now 15-4, 6-0 in the conference, and again, they have guaranteed themselves at least a share of the NLC title. And at last check, Northwood was within 4 points of Northridge in the third quarter. So we'll wait for Steve to give us an update on that here before we sign off the air. Brooke Sartman, 8. Abby Peterson, 11. Alexis Neely with a career high or season high, 15 points. Jocelyn Bricker was the leader tonight. She ties her season high with 17. Ava Egoff, 2. Brooke Winchester, 7. Kelsey Wren with 2. For the Lady Tigers, they were down 12-9 with about, I don't know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. They went on a 7-0 run to end the first quarter to take a 16-12 lead into quarter two. They outscored Goshen 22-6 in the third as part of a 17-0 run that ended up a 29-6 run to end the half. Warsaw led it 38-18. At halftime, Warsaw outscored Goshen in the third 21-6. So they outscored them in the middle two quarters 43-12, and Warsaw wins 63-27. We were tied at 3-12, and we had 3 lead changes. Lenny Krebs is here. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, proud of the kids and the effort. I mean, we knew Goshen was going to come out with some fight at the beginning. You saw the first part of that game. It's Goshen. They're going to do that. They're going to come in and fight. I thought we just did a great job of staying the course, continuing the pressure. You could see that fatigue start to set in from that quote-unquote driving in the snowstorm that we talked about.
It was a blizzard for your girls tonight. They were terrific on the defensive end. We have not been through the stats yet, but Goshen ended up, they say 18 turnovers, but I'm telling you, these guys couldn't keep up. It felt like 25.
You know, I thought we did a great job of forcing turnovers, forcing the pace. We go back to that defensive intensity leads to offensive confidence. And, you know, once again, a stretch in the first half there where we knock some three-point shots down. Where how do you defend all those shooters? We're very fortunate to have kids that love to work on the game as much as they do. They work on their shooting, and it pays off. Very difficult to defend that many shooters. But more importantly, like I said, I'm proud of our defense today.
The girls came ready to play, and we knew that was going to be important to how this night was going to go, and the girls were ready from the very, very start.
You know, we were wondering how we were going to handle the emotion of senior night. How are our young kids going to handle their first high school senior night when that emotion's a little bit different than what it is during a normal game? But I thought all of our kids did a great job of just maintaining their focus, their intensity, their composure, all of that. They did an amazing job of that. I thought our bigs, between Zoe, Brooke Winchester, Lex, and Ava, did a great job of battling down low. I don't think anybody who plays on the perimeter all the time understands how tiring that is to go down low and be physical with someone that size. I thought those girls did an amazing job on the post players at the same time. Our guards did a great job of pressuring the basketball, not allowing them to see those bigs inside.
I think, and we can talk more about this next Saturday on Tiger Talk, but I'm going to plant this thought in your mind so that you remember in case I forget. I think it's more physically draining to play in and around the basket in the post and more mentally draining on the perimeter.
I can agree with that. You know, the mental drain of playing inside isn't high because you're just so physically engaged in battling for position all the time. That's not mentally draining. To have that ball in your hands or to be out there full court pressing in the full court on the perimeter, that's difficult. I would totally agree with that. And you know what? We've got some tough kids. We've got some fighters. We've got kids that just show up every day ready to play. Two great games next week, two opportunities to get better. Homestead on Wednesday. I'm not going to want to go to Homestead and just try to play a game. I want to go prove to Homestead that we can compete with them, even come away with a win, and then an opportunity to wrap up the NLC outright next Saturday. Proud of the kids.
Well, I haven't received an update yet, but you might just win it outright tonight because Northwood is within 4 of Northridge in the third quarter. So as soon as we get an update, I just got an update. It's 40-34 Northridge still in the third quarter.
You know, the bottom line is, maybe I shouldn't say this on air, go Northwood. allow me to sleep some next week, but at the same time, we're in the driver's seat. We just have to take care of business on our end. If we do that, we're going to be in great shape. We're going to enjoy. I'm going to give them tomorrow off. I'll do that for them.
That's good.
I'll give them tomorrow off. I know it's Sunday, but we'll all go to church and worship and enjoy a day of rest. I'll give them tomorrow off, but we're going to go back to work on Monday. we need to play our best basketball at the end of the year, and we're definitely heading that direction.
Please give them the day off tomorrow, because I don't want to hear from the IHSA about how you didn't.
Well, I'll give them your contact number if I decide to practice.
Absolutely. Good job tonight. 63-27. Warsaw wins over Goshen here in the Tiger Den. We'll continue our postgame coverage with the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Time for the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Warsaw 26 of 45, that's 58%. They were 11 of 17 for the field in the second half, 65%. 9 of 19 for three-point range, they were 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Goshen was 11 of 40 from the field, 27%. 1 of 7 for three-point range, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Goshen, 26 to 19, they had 19 offensive rebounds. Markham and Hill each had 7. But Goshen, officially, according to the stats, had 18 turnovers. Warsaw finished with 12. Individually for Warsaw, Brooke Zartman, 3 of 8. 2 more 3-pointers. That gives her 52. She is 8 short of the all-time school record for 3-pointers in a single season. Abby Peterson, 3 out of 6. 3 out of 4 from the field. Zoe Bergen, 2 out of 4. Jocelyn Bricker, 8 out of 10, including a 3-point basket for her 17 points. And Alexis Neely continues just to blister the Nets. 5 of 7 for the field, 2 of 4 from 3-point range, onto a high tying of 12 points or 15 points for Alexis during the game tonight. Again, the final score, 63-27. Warsaw with the victory. The final stats are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. We'll come back and wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. It's been a long day here at the Tiger Den. Started at 3 o'clock with the JV boys game. They won 57-24 over Peru. Then we went to the boys varsity game. They beat Peru 62-52. Then the girls JV followed that, and they beat Goshen 42-2. And then here in the varsity game, Warsaw dominated the final, let's call it the final 26 minutes of the game, as Warsaw wins over Goshen 63-27. Now at 6-0 in the conference and 15-5 overall, they head to Homestead on Wednesday. Not Tuesday, Wednesday. Airtime is 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. Northridge has built out a lead. It is 48-36. They lead Northwood now in the fourth quarter. So it looks like the Raiders are going to, in fact, win, and they're going to make the Lady Tigers beat Concord in Dunlap next Saturday. Now, you're saying, what are you going to do, Raj? Because the boys and girls are playing at the same time. It would be silly and irresponsible of us, with the girls on the verge of a conference championship, to go do the boys game. We're going with the girls. So we will be there in Dunlap on Saturday night, next Saturday night, as the Lady Tigers go for back-to-back conference championships. Airtime will be 7:25. Again, the varsity final here, Warsaw 63 and Goshen 27. Can't thank enough Steve Scott back at the station for what an excellent job he has done all day long today. He was here before 3 o'clock. He was there before 2:30, get everything ready to go for today, and he'll be the last one out the door at the radio station tonight. Great job, Steve. We will talk to you on Wednesday. Good night, everyone, from the Tiger Den, and have a great weekend.